Moving over to the LLM developers community, the dense Qwen release is back in the spotlight with the launch of Qwen 3.8.27b Uncensored Aggressive, featuring the complete K_P quant range, native Next-N, vision capabilities, and HowHowCS Fast MTP, which delivers a staggering document speedup of up to 3.02 times generation speeds. The term aggressive here indicates that the model has no refusals, no personality alterations, and very little preamble on difficult prompts, all while preserving Qwen's original reasoning, agentic, image, and video features. Community developers noted that the 3x document speedup via the sidecar makes a 27 billion parameter model finally usable on local setups, though others questioned the Kullback-Leibler divergence metrics and whether a lack of direct preference optimization makes it an agreeable yes-man. In security discussions, developers are grappling with the best platforms for governing autonomous AI agents on the network. Unlike employees pasting data into a chat window, modern agents have direct tool access, enabling them to call internal APIs, query databases, and chain actions without human approval. From a network standpoint, this appears as a legitimate service identity making massive outbound calls, but from a governance perspective, it is a non-human actor with standing permissions and little audit transparency. Commenters heavily debated the distinction between controlling the agent's intent versus controlling its raw capabilities. The prevailing consensus suggests that relying on runtime intent inference is brittle, and that the most robust security boundary is strict capability management, short-lived credentials that only open a single door, tightly scoped tool permissions, and runtime monitors that fail closed even when the model acts with extreme confidence. Next up, an independent researcher shared a project titled Mixture of Attention LM Architecture, Tackling Attention Dilution and Dead Experts via Token-Level Routing to Experts Through Centroid Clustering. While the author questioned the novelty of the approach in a fast-moving field, experienced community engineers jumped in with exhaustive technical critiques. Reviewers pointed out that the current model scale 8 million parameters with a tiny model dimension and only 4 layers is far too small, meaning architectural improvements get swallowed by the noise floor. Reviewers recommended scaling up to at least 38 billion or 50 million parameters, utilizing 64 dimensional heads instead of 32 to prevent rapid degeneration, and training closer to the chinchilla optimal ratio rather than 0.05 times chinchilla. Furthermore, community members highlighted prior art, including latent prototype routing and EMNLP papers from 2022, while encouraging the creator to continue refining the architecture with seed twins to measure noise floors. Another developer introduced SlimToken, an open-source token compressor designed to minify LLM context before it hits the model to maximize the context window and lower token costs. Utilizing libraries like Orgson, Xhash, and TikToken, the tool counts tokens accurately using the CL100K encoding. Community feedback suggested that the highest return on investment for compression during agent sessions is tool result deduplication, rather than just stripping whitespace from system prompts, while warning that aggressive minification can unintentionally drop critical error lines and cause silent quality regressions. Finally, developers discussed the frustrating loop of coding agents repeatedly stepping on the same rakes, rediscovering local database requirements, build flags, or shared clients across fresh sessions. While piling rules into configuration files like claude.md helps, it quickly turns into an unreadable wall of text. Community members recommended maintaining a prepo lessons file that is strictly updated only when a bug actually bites, separating stable constraints from dynamic repo-specific lessons, and implementing runtime governors to handle repeated no-progress behavior.